This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. You recognize that song? Yep, the Troy Fight song. And Troy women's basketball is headed up by Shanda Rigby. She is the women's head basketball coach. Welcome into the show, Shanda. Good to hear from you again.
Hey there. Great to have. Thank you for having me on today.
We got a lot of excitement going on brewing for the final two home games of the regular season schedule. Troy comes in 14-11, 9-5 in conference. For those fans who haven't followed every game, Shanda, let's give a state of your program assessment as of right now, heading into the Louisiana Lafayette game tomorrow at home.
Okay, well, everything for us is about trying to get back in the Sun Belt Conference tournament, win it, and get our third trip to the NCAA tournament. So we have four games now left down the stretch. We're trying to earn a coveted 1-4th place in the Sun Belt, gets a bye in our Sun Belt tournament, which is important to us. We're playing now, and we're down to 9 players, so we do not need to have to play an extra game. So we're in fourth. We're trying to hold on to it. So these last four games are pivotal for us.
Leading, led off by two home games in a row. You know, you mentioned that this team has made the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years, and Troy has become renowned for scoring a lot of points, a lot of up-tempo, a lot of up and down the floor, but you lost a lot of players from last year. Name some names about some of the people who have stepped up for your team so far this year.
Yeah, so we lost 8 seniors last year, and again, won that championship, and several of those players are even playing professionally overseas, so we lost some great players, but we just really had a young team step up this year. We have 3 freshmen that are rotating in the starting lineup, 3 guards. Jasmine Robinson, a guard out of Georgia, just really has stepped up, very athletic, and we knew she was going to be great in our program, but now is just stepping in and turning it on and playing big girl basketball right away in her freshman year.
You also, you know, when you talk about Jasmine Robinson, Kayla Robinson, a sophomore guard, has been 3-time Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week. Your leading scorer is a sophomore. So it seems, Shanda, not only are you having to replace a lot of seniors, boy, the team is really being keyed by the underclassmen that you have
got. Right. So Kayla Robinson, again, the first time in Sun Belt history a player has earned Sun Belt Player of the Week three consecutive weeks in a row. So we're very proud of that. She's a sophomore, our leading scorer. And then our second leading scorer is also a sophomore, kind of a local girl out of Center Point, Alabama, Amber Rivers. She's a post player that really causes matchup problems because she's not only good with her back to the basket, but I think she went 7-for-8 from the 3-point line in our last game. She can hit the 3 as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about where this team is going with 4 games left in the regular season. The next 2 at home, Louisiana Lafayette tomorrow night, and then ULM comes in on Saturday afternoon. What has the home atmosphere been like for women's basketball at Troy lately?
Well, we've actually set some home attendance records this year, and I really want to accredit some of these very close wins. We won an overtime win. We won some very close wins. I want to accredit to the fans in Trojan Arena because it's just like a very strong 6 man there yelling for us. It gives us momentum and a home court advantage. And we really hope for these last 2 home games that they'll come out and repeat that attendance performance and really support us in these last 2 games down the stretch.
A lot of reasons to do that. General admission tickets for the doubleheader Thursday, women and men, $5. Kids and under get free admission to the game. There's cut rate discount prices on food for the Thursday and Saturday games and a lot of things for the students as well. What about the games themselves? Give us a preview of tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock when Louisiana Lafayette comes in. What do you expect?
Ooh, well, we made the trip over to Lafayette a few weeks ago or down to Louisiana. We played both of the Louisiana teams on one road swing. And, you know, we were very, very pleased with this young team. We got 2 wins over there, which has been a very long time since we swept them on the road. So we went on into the Cajun Dome, which is a very difficult place to play. And we felt like we kind of got the bear angry over there. We feel like they're going to be coming in with a vengeance, not only because we beat them on their home court, but also because they're trying to claw into the top 4 where we are. And, you know, a win against us would put them well on their way to getting in that coveted top four position and knocking us out of it. So we have a battle on our hands. There's a lot that both teams are playing for.
And then on Saturday, ULM, Saturday afternoon at 2, it's senior day. You don't have many seniors on this team, but for the fans who have followed Troy through all of the success in postseason over the last several years, some of these seniors have been really keystones for the entire successful run that your club has had.
Right. So we have two seniors. Deja Williams is from Gadsden, Alabama. She's been here all 4 years. She's done amazing things. She's a biology major. She'll be a very successful Trojan once she graduates here. And we really want to have some people come out, show her love, because she's done a lot for our program as a 6'3 post player who's developed into a running post player. She totally changed her body, and she's done everything we've asked her to do to contribute in this program. And then Chelsea Gibson is from Pensacola, Florida. She's a fifth-year transfer from Marquette University. And those are our only two seniors that we'll be sending off, but they're important ones that, again, have contributed a lot to this Trojan basketball program. We want to give them a good send-off.
Shanda Rigby, women's basketball coach at Troy. And you mentioned this, and I want to follow up, because here we are. We're coming down the stretch in the regular season all over the country, women's basketball, men's basketball, Southeast, everywhere. We're coming down the stretch. But also, there's a lot of recruiting going on. You've already mentioned Amber Rivers is from Birmingham, and you mentioned Deja Williams is from Gadsden. You've had some great players from the Montgomery area. Amani Upshaw is from Brantley, and Harriet Winchester is from Safford. Can you speak as to the quality of women's basketball at the high school level from what you've seen with all the recruiting you and your staff has done here in the state?
Yes, this is a huge week for local recruiting, as all of our local high schools are playing in their area tournaments. And so we're going back and forth to those. But, you know, one of our first goals when we got the job here at Troy was to win the battle at home. We don't want any great Alabama basketball players leaving the state or leaving to go play for another program. So we have been very successful with that so far. We have, like you just mentioned, we have several Alabama high school players on our roster, but it's not enough. We really want to get the local product here into Troy, because that gives us a huge advantage. They're fighting for the pride of an Alabama school, an Alabama name, and Troy. So we are out trying to recruit the local talent here. We have a great pool in our general area to recruit from. It's just, I would say it's a hotbed of recruiting, because we just feel like we can pick a team right from here in the local area and win the Sun Belt Championship with them.
I've always said that people don't realize just the high quality of the coaching in women's basketball in the high school area. There's some high quality coaching of some of these young ladies. You look at some of your freshmen and sophomores that you've already mentioned, and you can tell that they have received great instruction at the high school level.
Right, and what we're really proud of is we have so many in this in Alabama that we're recruiting from that either their coach played at Troy, or their coach mm-hmm. went to Troy, or has connections to Troy. So again, it's like the snowball effect of you know, just the Trojan pride. People are that are doing good jobs out there coaching are proud to send their players to Troy. With all the facility advancements and all the advancements we're making in the athletic program in general here at Troy. It's just a source of pride to get these local players back. And a lot of them, again, have ties. Their coaches have ties. Their principals have ties and fond memories of Troy, and they want to see them back in our program.
As I've mentioned many times, the prettiest arena in college basketball in the state of Alabama, Trojan Arena in Troy, will host two more regular season home games starting on Thursday with Louisiana Lafayette, Saturday against ULM. Troy women's basketball tips are at 5:00 tomorrow and 2:00 on Saturday before heading on the road for the final two with a lot to play for. Shanda Rigby, head coach of the Troy women's basketball team. As always, it's a great pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll see everybody.